is in the studio with us.
None other than Berwyn's Finest. And many other things.
Yeah. That's our hometown, man.
Yeah, that's it. You know what? And you have made Berwyn proud.
Well, thank you.
You and Sven Gulli are the two things that have made Berwyn very proud over the years.
There was a bowler, too, Joe Bowman. Was from.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, no, huge bowler back in the 50s.
And didn't you just get inducted into your college's Hall of Fame, too? You got that going?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Morton College Hall of Fame, me and Joe Montaigne. And a guy named this other guy. It was pretty cool.
Oh,
this other guy.
Yeah.
This guy named this other guy.
I'll think of it. It was a big honor, and this other guy. And it was.
There's a guy. And I just want to point out something about rock stars.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jim is a rock star for, it's 50 years, the Ides of March, right?
53, but who's counting?
Yeah, okay. All right. So that's don't freak me out, man.
Yeah.
So basically, you've been a rock star since I was born. Most rock stars are dead, but I'm an old man. Most rock stars, they've lost their minds because of, drugs and alcohol. Not Jim.
No.
No,
sound
Jim's
mind.
Jim's clean, and the problem is that it's his purple hair that is ruining it's whatever that dye is.
Love the look.
Seeping into his brain.
You always say I'm prematurely purple.
You are prematurely purple.
That is true. My granddaddy was purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It happens in some families.
It does.
Rare.
I'm glad I wasn't like blue, because then it'd be a smurf.
You're damn close.
Okay.
All right, you got a new CD out.
Yeah.
Called Outside the Box Volume 1. And you have a single. This is a new track, right?
Yeah, single and a video. This is the Ides of March, of course. We had have a box set out, and it's four CDs, but it's expensive. It's like 70, 80 bucks, something like that. And we wanted to kind of distill it into one disc, so people could afford it, basically. So we kind of did the best of the box, and included some brand new tunes: Last Band Standing, Too Far to Turn Around. The early stuff too.
I want to say this about Last Band Standing. Is it? I remember when you went down to Nashville to record this. I remember you did this, and Steve Cropper, who was with the Blues Brothers, one of the great studio guitarists, and then got very famous, and Briefcase Full of Blues. Is your guitarist on this?
He's
right?
The dude. Yeah, he actually came to Chicago to record with us, and we did some stuff in Nashville, but we recorded this track in Chicago, and there he was, man, the legend, with his Telecaster, and we're like pinching ourselves. And when you hear these licks, it's pure Cropper. You all of a sudden you hear Soul Man and that style.
Oh,
that is amazing.
Awesome.
It's pretty cool. And he's a buddy now. We do shows with him and stuff.
And speaking of shows, you're going to be at City Winery on Wednesday, March 1st.
My favorite venue, I think, in the city.
It's the greatest venue. I mean, people go there even not knowing who's going to be playing.
Absolutely.
Because they know it's going to be great music and great food and a great atmosphere. It's a great place to bring your date.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
there's all kinds of beautiful, there's not only just beautiful people, but there's beautiful... there's beautiful wine and a beautiful room, and you don't get that at most of like the music clubs in Chicago.
It's just comfortable,
right?
And you have a very intimate connection to whoever's performing on stage, which I love. I saw Mavis Staples there, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah, we talk, we interact with the crowd. It's very cool, and the sound is always great. So we're going to start out rocking, and then in the middle we're doing an acoustic set, like an extended acoustic set, and then come back electric. So it should be...
Mix it up a little bit. I like it.
All right. Well, you know what I have in my hot little hand right now?
I do, but I can't say it.
And I do, too.
Oh, no. I have this. I have a pair of tickets to go see Jim Peterik. And the Ides of March.
Full Metal Jacket, the brass, everything. Actually, I wouldn't mind two pairs of tickets.
I have two pairs of tickets.
Nice.
Yes.
Two pairs of tickets to give away. The caller's number 19 and 21. 19 and 21 at 312-981-7200.
Is it a contest or no? You just call in.
No, you just call in. Because if we did a contest, it takes too long.
Okay.
You want to do it the right way here.
And it's also an Ides CD that goes along with that.
And this new Ides CD?
It gets better.
Yeah, it gets outside better.
It just gets better every minute, doesn't it?
This is an infomercial.
Yes, it really is. Yeah, you really? I'm shocked to hear this. And for only $39.95, you too.
JimPeterik.com?
Yes. No, that's the box set.
Oh.
Hey, over there. Look at these. You got so many fans, Ro.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
All right, so now here's the thing about this that I like too. This and this particular CD, you've mm-hmm. got obviously your hits are on here, but you've got bonus tracks which are you've got live versions
right.
your bonus tracks, and you got to see the Ides live because you're that great hybrid where like Vehicle for example mm-hmm. sounds like the record.
Good.
Which is really cool because you want it to sound like the record.
Yeah.
But then you'll do something like LA Goodbye, and all of a sudden it's this really kind of cool bluesy version of it that you're not used to. And you did, you also, you know, you've done this tour where you deconstructed a bunch of your stuff.
Yeah.
He's just, the guy is mm-hmm. like, again, this is why he's been a rock star for 5 decades. And I'm going to not say anything longer than that.
Oh,
range.
My God. Oh, I love what I do, Ro, as you know.
Yes.
And, people, you know, a lot of my buddies are in bands from the 80s, you know, 38 Special, REO, and Styx, well, Dennis DeYoung.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you got to twist their arm to do a new record. And they go, why? It's really, you know, not going to sell. I said, you don't do it for that. You do it because you love the mm-hmm. music and you do it for the fans, you know? So, you know, I'm always like cheering for new product from the older bands.
All right. So you want to do the new one?
I would. I've never done this one acoustic, so good luck, Jim.
Good luck, Jim.
All right. This is kind of the story of the Ides of March. I'm not going to do the whole thing because it's lengthy, but our drummer, Mike Borch, and I reminisced, and we wrote this song. It's called Last Band Standing. In California, we met the man who chose our fate. Down at the whiskey, slapped us on the back, told us we're great. But in the end, he let us dangle, left us on our own to carry the weight. But we just laid on, stayed strong, sang on, no time to waste. I shoot out the lights, stock up the jams, lay down the blues, turn up the amps. When all the others have abandoned, we'll be the last band standing, standing. In Louisiana, we play the warehouse down in New Orleans. Yeah, we bowed before our heroes, the greatest jam band you had ever seen. So when we took the stage, we trembled, but still we drew into our dream. Soon we were rocking, stomping, rocking like you'd never seen. I shoot out the lights, crank up the jams, lay down the groove, turn up the amps. When all the others have abandoned, we'll be the last band standing, standing. Yeah, we'll be standing, standing. We'll be the last band standing.
There he is, Jim Peterik and the Ides of March. They're going to be at the City Winery on Wednesday night. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Wine starts flowing at about 5. That's how I know. It is great. They're very good at what they do over there.
They are.
And you can go see them there. And then, of course, the new CD, which is Outside the Box Volume 1, which got hits and like that, a new song. And I'm going to play, you know what, coming back. What do you want to do coming back? We're going to do another one.
You name it.
I know. This is by request.
Oh.
I can never, you know, like I try this with like Elton John. He goes, go, screw off, you know, and then, but not
he
Peterik.
He doesn't let you choose.
No, he doesn't let me choose. But Peterik is like, yeah, whatever. What do you want?
Whatever.
I'll do somebody else.
He's easy going.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Human jukebox. Come
yeah.
on.
I'll do Levon for you if you want me to. Elton John won't do it. Yeah. All right. So hold on one second. We'll come right back with Jim Peterick and the and again, the Ides of March. And the new album, of course, is Outside the Box Volume 1, which does tell us there will be a Volume 2.
It's a harbinger, isn't it?
Yes, it's a harbinger of things to come. It's got a couple of these things. And plus, live bonus tracks, too. It's really, this is something.
Thank you.
You're an Ides fan, man. This is not something to miss. Be right back with him. But first, Violetta Pottermedic's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. All right, this is Jim Peterick and the Ides of March from their new album. You just heard Jim do this acoustic, but I want you to listen a little bit to the instrumentation here because this is pretty incredible, including Steve Cropper right here on guitar.
In California, we met the man who chose our fate. Down at the whiskey, slapped us on the back, told us we're great.
How about that? You know, even the old guys can write a pretty great rock song.
I don't know any.
Right.
I don't know any old guys.
Yeah, oh, right, exactly.
That's the point.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew you did.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, again, if you want to see him, City Winery on Wednesday night, show starts at 8 o'clock. That's on Randolph in Chicago. The new album, which you can get. How you can get this thing on the interwebs, right?
Wherever on the interweb, yeah. TheIdesOfMarch.com, JimPeterick.com, my Facebook, the official Jim Peterick page. Amazon.com.
Yeah, that's
you can't not get it.
Right, Amazon. I think that's, you know, everybody's got that.
Everybody's got
it. Right, to the Ides of March, Outside the Box, Volume 1. All right, what do you want to do for us now? Because you got about 3 minutes and 14 seconds, which is the approximate time of a hit record.
No pressure. No pressure
okay.
at all.
Yeah,
well,
it's all yours.
I'm going to suddenly become the Bob Dylan of Berwyn. Yeah.
Ooh,
by the way, Donald Trump's really angry at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I stood in solidarity with CNN. I didn't go to that thing. You know,
very good. Yeah, it was very good of you not to go to the press conference.
Right. And he was supposed to get on stage with us at the winery. And he and Spicy, they were going to be in the first row. And he calls me and said, Jim, I can't do it. You know, I can't do it. I can't go. You supported CNN. He was going to come up and do Eye of the Tiger, you know, but it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Not going to happen.
Disappointing.
I was bummed.
By the way, I believe that was fake news. Take it away.
All right. Can I convince you what you see is real? Who am I to blame you for doubting what you feel? I was always reaching. You were just a girl I knew. I took for granted the friend I have in you. I was living for a dream, loving for a moment, taking on the world. That was just my style. Now I look into your eyes, I can see forever. The search is over, you were with me all the while. Shut up. Come on, man. I'm from Berwyn.
His harmonica fell out of his mouth.
That was really embarrassing. Will we last forever? My chi is gone.
I don't know. Will we?
That sounds so confusing. The questions of the heart. You followed me through changes. And patiently you'd wait till I came to my senses through some miracle of fate. I was living for a dream, loving for a moment, taking on the world. That was just my style. Then I touched your hand, I could hear you whisper, the search is over. Love was right before my eyes.
Oh, there you go. T Jim Peterik from the Ides of March. See them Wednesday at City Winery in Chicago. Judy's News, 2 minutes away.